Does this mean you don't think you can win this election based on the contributions of ordinary Americans?
Well, no, we certainly appreciate the contributions of ordinary Americans. 1.3 million people have donated to the president's campaign, most of them in small contributions, 98% of them in small contributions, and we appreciate that. What we're looking at, though, Judy, is something we've never seen before, something unleashed by that Supreme Court ruling, and we've seen massive amounts of money coming into these super PACs. And by our estimate and by their own estimate, they intend to spend upwards of $500 million above and beyond what the Republican nominee and the Republican National Committee is going to spend in this election. And faced with that, we had to act. The president believes deeply that these super PACs are an unwelcome development in our politics, and is going to continue to try and find ways to reform them up to and including a constitutional amendment. But right now, these are the rules, and the question is, are we going to have two sets of rules, or are we going to have one set of rules? And we simply couldn't sit by and allow $500, $600, $700 million of negative ads be run against us with no one on the other side responding.
But it was pretty clear from the outset that this was going to be the case. A lot of money was going to be raised. That being the case, why didn't the president stick? I mean, he clearly felt so strongly about this. Why did he change his mind?
Judy, I don't think anybody had an idea of just how much money these super PACs we're going to raise. And now, you know, we see the reality of it. They've spent more money than all the Republican candidates in these primaries, over $40 million, and 99% of it on negative ads. And that was a little preview. That was the appetizer. You know, we're the entree. And they're going to spend multiples of that to try and defeat the president. And it is not wise, and it's not right for us to sit by with our hands tied behind our back and allow that the election to be hijacked by these groups.